of the things that has come up a couple of times in the conversation today is nutrigenomics, you know, like your particular genetic profile. Where could someone get that done? Because I mean, I've had my genome done, but it certainly didn't give me that much detail.
Yeah, we're working on our own branded version, so stay tuned. We'll make sure that you get all the details. We've been evaluating different sources. So just to kind of give people the lay of the land, you do a genetic test, right? And then those tend to go to a couple of labs. There's not that many labs that can analyze that data. And then where we come in, and again, there's other companies that do this, is the interpretation of that data and the insights of your particular genetic variants. So it's really, you know, the insights that matter. And then what we're working on is integrating that with our nutrition app called the Ultimate Nutrition App. You can download it now. It's essentially in beta. We're adding a lot more features all the time. But what we want to do is a full feedback loop of you do a genetic test. We can see what could work better for you, what you might want to avoid, then build kind of the perfect personalized diet plan for you. And then the other piece of it is biomarkers. And I think if your goal is to live a long time, and massive kudos to Brian Johnson, who I think is really pushing this to the pinnacle, is you need to create that full feedback loop of you hypothesize, you test, you look at the data, and then you create further, you change your hypothesis, you create another game plan, and you just keep going through that loop. Because at the end of the day, you know, you have to look at your biomarkers and see this is too high, that's too low, and then making the proper adjustments either with your food, your exercise, or with supplements. So that's our goal, that's our objective. And, you know, hopefully by later this year, we'll have everything in place.
Interesting. Yeah, I saw, you know, I read that chapter in the book, and certainly some of the difference it made, like knowing what you were good at digesting and what you were not good at digesting, seemed to make a great deal of difference. And, you know, if you're on the wrong kind of diet, then even though you're eating kind of clean, it's still not good for you, right? We've talked a lot about the body, right? About building muscle and all this and bone, cognitive capacity. So that this is another thing that goes down as we get older. And so how do you think about diet for in terms of optimizing brain capability?
Yeah, I think that's where, in my opinion, for a lot of people, and it's not a universal truth, but you know, one of the reasons I always preferred a ketogenic diet has been because of ketones. I think ketones are a really powerful energy source. Now, the cool thing is you can buy ketone esters or ketone salts. I think the esters are better, and eat carbs and use ketone esters and, you know, get the same benefits. Wade and I just did some really intensive brain training a few weeks ago, and we were drinking ketone esters and eating carbs. I wouldn't do that all the time, but you can essentially go dual fuel. I think, you know, one of the main things in terms of food is choline, and that tends to come from eggs. So eggs for the choline source is an incredible, you know, source of brain food. Fish eggs or algae is really powerful. You know, the DHA you get from fish eggs or from algae oil is really, really good. And I think you're really trying to stabilize your blood sugar is critical, right? If we're talking about optimizing our brain function, you're not going to do that if you're on a blood sugar roller coaster. And of course, that's more about eating the right carbs and not eating too much sugar. And of course, you can eat protein and fat and fiber before you eat the carbs. I don't know if you've seen the Glucose Goddess's Instagram page. It's one of my favorites because she'll do an experiment where she eats the exact same thing, except she changes the order of the food, and you can see just the massive impact it has on blood sugar. So there's not too many like magical foods. I mean, if you want to get into magic substances or molecules, you're really getting into the realm of nootropics, and we have a nootropic company called Nootopia that produces what we believe is the best nootropic formulas. We personalize them. We have a wide array of formulas. So depending if you want to be more chill or hyper-focused or be in a better mood, we can cover that. And of course, we talk about the key neurotransmitters in the book: adrenaline, noradrenaline, dopamine, oxytocin, GABA, serotonin. All of those molecules are manipulatable with both nootropics, and there's a lot of lifestyle habits we can do, right? I mean, if we can spend more time with our loved ones, our oxytocin's going to go up. If you get sunlight in the morning, your serotonin, dopamine is going to increase. So there's just a lot of things you can do lifestyle-wise to optimize or modulate your neurochemistry. And I think that's really where you can become hyper-optimized in a way. Maybe you can talk about neurofeedback, because if you're truly talking about taking your brain's performance to its pinnacle, I think neurofeedback is where it's at.
Yeah. One thing I'll add to that from a protective level is blood flow. So cardiovascular exercise, movement increases blood flow is probably the biggest protective thing. A lot of people, as they age, they tend to sit around and not do as much. They also tend to eat pre-constructed foods a little bit more often. The simple sugars that spike blood sugar, and those are both counterproductive. And then now, what's been, I think, the most exciting field in cognitive health is neurofeedback. And so neurofeedback is essentially placing a device, electrodes on your head, and then activating neurological pathways. And there's many different places that have clinics where you go in, it'll take a map of your brain, and it'll start to see what areas are starting to slow down or not, fire appropriately. And they'll cultivate programs that will improve that performance. And we do this twice a year. We go through an extensive process ourselves now, and the results are as close to miraculous as you could probably qualify. The other thing is now there's home-based devices that allow you to activate neurological programs. If you're not into technology, I would say meditation is probably the best, because essentially meditation is, without the external feedback mechanism that neurofeedback does, it is doing many of the processes that are required. The advantage of neurofeedback is you can actually measure what's happening while you're doing it. Essentially, you're taking your carbon brain and you're slapping on a silicon objective extension of your brain. Okay. And that's giving you feedback information to see what's working, what's not working. And the social aspect is something that does tend to be very cognitive protective. So the wider your social circle, the better amount of oxygen you're getting to the brain, and then the neurofeedback technology that's optimizing those and protecting those neural connections. That's the answer for being cognitively aware as you get older. And if you see so many different older people who have extraordinary cognitive function, most of them are very active in their community. A lot of them are still working in their 80s and 90s. There's a purpose for living. They have social circles. They have a meaning of life. And I think we can't underestimate the internal aspect of human health that might not be advocated in a scientific lab.
Right.
And as far as a device, we strongly recommend one called Sensei. Their website is scns.ai. And it's really the best consumer neurofeedback headset that's ever been done. And one last comment, I think sleep is the foundation of all cognitive function, both short-term and long-term. I mean, you just look at the data on a bad night's sleep and people tend to lose 10 to 20 IQ points one night, okay? It's massive. And in long-term, one of the main theories of Alzheimer's and dementia is people that just don't sleep enough over time. And it's a lot of people that you know, sleep less and they might feel good throughout the day. But if you're not sleeping enough and you're not getting that lymphatic cleaning that happens, that protein accumulation in the brain, I think can truly damage long-term cognitive function in a major way. So I think sleep is, again, absolutely foundational.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We could, I could talk to you guys for hours. There's so much that we didn't cover. I mean, we didn't even talk about refeeding, which I thought was such a key topic. But is there an area that you think we didn't cover, or is there something that you would like to add?
There's a lot, but that's why we have the book, right?
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay, cool. So where can people get the book?
Not only did we spend 3 years creating that book, but we actually spent a week in Hollywood filming all of the content from the book. So if you go to ultimatenutritionsystem.com/modern, code's modern 10. I think the code's auto applied on the page, but you can get either just the book or get the book plus the video course. And if you get that, you get 3 cookbooks for free. You get another book that has summaries of all the scientific references in the book. You get a supplement book. You get our From Sick to Superhuman book. So it's just an absolutely insane value. So again, it's ultimatenutritionsystem.com/modern.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, please go. So, and you know, for any of your supplements, if you go to bioptimizers.com/modern, code modern10 for 10% discount as well. Okay, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks
for having us.